Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today across Israel, the weather is warm and clear. In Jerusalem, the skies are bright. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny afternoon. Haifa has mild breezes, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran claims it forced Israel to stop attacks in Beirut, according to Israel Hayom, just 35 minutes ago. Also, Netanyahu faced pressure to announce talks with Lebanon, reports Mariv from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu affirms the IDF's campaign in Lebanon will continue with determination, reports JNS from earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom reports a crucial conversation with Lebanon changed the course of diplomacy 33 minutes ago. And finally, Ynet reports Hezbollah has increased rocket fire on northern Israel as 5 IDF divisions push into southern Lebanon 39 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Jacobi, a regional commentator, noted just minutes ago that a Hezbollah rocket struck a residential area in northern Israel, calling for solutions to the ongoing attacks. Meanwhile, an open-source intelligence analyst, known as OSINT613, posted recently that the Iranian foreign minister confirmed Lebanon's inclusion in the ceasefire agreement. Lastly, Bassam Eid, a Middle East analyst, highlighted moments ago that Iran is not complying with a U.S.-brokered ceasefire impacting the Strait of Hormuz. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's claims, as reported by Israel Hayom, Tehran asserts it halted Israeli strikes in Beirut and links this to ongoing negotiations. Iran warns of further conditions if talks don't progress. These developments could affect regional stability and future diplomacy efforts. Turning to Netanyahu's concessions, Mariv reports he announced direct talks with Lebanon under pressure to prevent a unilateral ceasefire by Trump. This move reflects intense international dynamics at play. It could reshape Israel's diplomatic approach to Lebanon. Meanwhile, JNS reports Netanyahu's resolve to continue military operations in Lebanon. Despite the ceasefire talks, the IDF focuses on Hezbollah, not included in the agreement. This stance reassures Israeli citizens of continued defense efforts. In a related development, Israel Hayom highlights a pivotal conversation that led to Netanyahu's decision for talks with Lebanon. Without it, Trump might have stepped in to declare a ceasefire. This underscores the delicate balance in regional diplomacy. And finally, Ynet reports on Hezbollah's increased rocket fire towards northern Israel as IDF forces advance. Sirens blared in cities like Nahariya and Safed. This escalation impacts civilian safety and heightens tensions in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports the shekel has reached a 3-decade high against the dollar, with the exchange rate falling to 3.057 shekels. Separately, CTEC shares insights from a Growth Plus project where Upwind's Lavi Ferdman discussed ambitious platform expansion with Sen's David Alush, aiming to reach new potential. And finally, Israel Hayom Business recounts the story of Laszlo Hanyets, who spent 10,000 bitcoins on pizza in 2010, a transaction now legendary for its missed fortune. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.